Hey, it's me. Figured we could play something on the quad. How about you open up already? This bag is pretty heavy. What took you so long? Is there some kind of... Oh, wow. This dorm room's a disaster. You must be pretty tough if you can survive such a hazardous environment. So, what have you been up to, dude? I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. No, you don't need to apologize. You just focused on your studies so you could get into this college. I'm proud of you for that. But now that we're both here, you don't have as much reason to avoid me. So I'll make sure that we spend plenty of time together, just like the good old days. Don't sound so surprised. I'm not a complete idiot. It was tough, but I managed to study enough to make it to year two. So, give me a little credit. Well, I had to. We've known each other since I don't even know how long. We've shared so much as we grew up together, so it's only natural that we would share higher education as well. Besides, if you were going to spend all your time hitting the books, then I would have been bored anyway. So I had nothing better to do than improve myself. Thanks to all that, both of us are here at this great school and ready to hang out. So, what did you want to do today? Get serious, bro. Going back to sleep is not going to help you enjoy your Saturday. You're going to have to be a little more productive. Think of something you can accomplish today and just do it. It's a very rewarding feeling, so please try it sometime. It's like a weight dropping off your shoulders. Yeah, I guess you would think it was too much work. You were the same way back then, now that I think about it. Never wanted to try anything new or do any work. Every time I had to force you to step out of your comfort zone. Playing sports, trying new video games. It was even up to me to expand your taste in music. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry about your eardrums, but they're all better now, right? You gotta look on the bright side. I don't know if you could tell, but I really enjoyed those times. Really? It was that obvious? I guess I wasn't so good at hiding things back then. But don't worry, I gained a little restraint as I got older and wiser. I won't pester you too much unless you give me a reason. Sound good? Your voice was a little uncertain. So cute. Well, I'll let it go for now. But really, this room is a mess. What the heck happened here anyway? Party, huh? Didn't know you were the type. Ah, one of those. I'm sorry, they just kind of forced their way into your room. Doesn't sound like much fun. But did you manage to have a nice time anyway? Oh, you don't remember? Must have been wild. Huh? Well, if you didn't get blackout drunk, then why don't you remember the party? It was how long ago? And your room still looks like this? And you're not gonna do anything about it? Oh, you think it's just gonna take care of itself? Dude, you can't even see the floor. How do you not consider that an inconvenience? No, I'm actually serious this time. You can't keep things like this. It's objectively bad for you. You need to throw some stuff away. Something, anything.
Why?
Because I said so. It's 100 years too early for you to think you can defy me, so make things easier for yourself and just do what I say. Is it understood? Oh, you're really doing it. Good job, good job. I know you could if you tried. You just needed the right motivation. Wow, it really looks so much better. That wasn't so difficult, was it? Oh, don't say that. You can see the floor a little now, so you already made a huge difference. Was pretty satisfying. I mean, you've been so adamant about letting this mess fester for so long. Then I come by and make something happen in just a couple minutes. It's nice to see how well you can behave when I act like this. So desperate and cute. Honestly, it makes me want to boss you around even more. Give you orders, then maybe reward you if you follow them, but punish you if you don't. I'm getting a little excited just thinking about it. We were just supposed to go out and play basketball or four squares or something like that, but your adorable, vulnerable little reactions have flipped to my switch. No, I can't let you run away. Not anymore. Certainly not this time, when everything I wanted is so close to coming true. What I mean is, the fun is just getting started. You see this? This collar. I bought it on impulse when you said you wanted to come to the school. I thought you were trying to run away from me, so I bought this. It was symbolic of my desire to keep you around, back home. But over time, it grew into something else. My desire to make you mine, and mine alone. And now I have my chance. See? You can't even back away properly because this room is such a mess. You just slipped on your own filth. Well, it's not like you have anywhere to run. But now that you're already on the floor. Beneath me. Right where you belong. You might as well let me put this collar on you. I got a good one, you know. It'll be very comfortable, as long as you don't force me to tighten it. And for the record, your options aren't wear it and don't wear it. The options are put it on yourself, or I do it for you. Like I said, the collar itself won't hurt, but putting it on a struggling brat, well, who knows what might happen. Honestly, I'd rather do it that way, so you make up your mind before I decide for you. Good boy. I think you made the right choice. Oh man, look at your hands are shaking as you fumble with that thing. I swear everything you do is so adorable and enticing. So you better hurry up. There you go. That's my boy. And as a thanks for your good work, I'll give you a present. I'll give you the honor of calling me Mommy. Yeah, you heard me. Although, it's less a privilege and more of a responsibility. There are times I won't respond unless you call me Mommy, so please keep that in mind. Oh, you should know by now. Today, everything I say is completely serious. But I don't mind if you test me. That sounds in and of itself. There you go, getting all desperate again. I love it. I love you. So, thank you for calling me by my appropriate name. My perfect little pet. What's wrong? Speak up, or I won't understand. I see. If you don't want to be called a pet, what do you think I should call you? It's common courtesy to provide an alternative, but I guess a pet wouldn't know what anyway. Your name? Seriously? Do you still need something like that? Well, if you think so, then prove it. Get on your knees. No. Even better. Get on all fours and beg for it like a dog. If you do it well, I'll consider changing your name back. It's not embarrassing at all. It's your nature. But if you think it's too embarrassing, that means you're fine with being called Pet. Good boy, my little mangy pup, and so forth. Right? You're not going to put up a fight. That's what it means. I guess you're changing your mind. That's it. Get down. All the way down. Now bark for me. Like your life depends on it. It's not good enough. Louder. Louder! So your pitiful neighbors can hear you. I guess that's as far as you can go. But I'm sorry. It wasn't good enough. I can still only see you as my little pet. Brother, did you think playing like a dog would make me see you as a person again? That was your last chance to go against me, and you wasted it perfectly. I couldn't be more proud of you. This morning is even better than I dreamed, and I've been dreaming about it for a while now. So how about I give you a real reward this time? No, I mean it. You must be tired, right? Having to go through all this first thing in the morning. I'm sure it's not what you expected when you finally opened the door, but it's fine now. You can rest up. That's right. That is on my lap. Here, let me just... There we go. Without those silly jeans on the way, you can lay on my thighs directly. Don't you feel special? Sure, it's a little chilly, but that just means you'll have to work hard to warm me up. That's a pretty good deal, if you ask me. No one else has... or will ever experience this besides you. So, come on. Lay down on Mommy's lap and enjoy this to the fullest. Good. Not even an ounce of resistance that time. Even a pet like you can see the merit here. Who knew you could be so clever? Since you did it right away, I'll even sweeten the deal. How's that? Feels relaxing? You can be honest with me. I'm being honest with you, after all. Really laying myself bare. Literally. So if you enjoy it, you can just say so. That's great to hear. And as long as you behave, I can keep doing things like this for you. After all, I know you've always wanted it too. Now, don't play dumb with Mommy at this point. Do you really think this would have gone so well if the otherwise didn't wish for it as well? We made this happen. Together. Don't bother pretending otherwise. Things are more fun when you're honest. You didn't realize that yet? If childhood you can see us now... they will probably be so excited for the future. Traumatized? No way. Both of us were sick from the very beginning. From me stringing you around to you just sitting back and letting it happen, it was always going to turn out this way. Rather, I wouldn't let it turn out other way. Now we're both finally brave enough to act on our feelings. That's all there is to it. So keep being brave for Mommy. Don't stay inhibited. Let's show the world that the two of us were always meant for each other. Yes, I know you do. And Mommy loves you too, my beautiful, docile little boy. But actually, there's another kind of reward I can give you. Something I've been waiting to do for a very, very long time. Are you interested? That's my good boy. Now follow me. Let's go to the bed, shall we? Sorry, but I can't help but laugh. I've been waiting for this moment for so long, and now I'll finally be able to enjoy you in every sense. So, why don't we start with a nice, thorough spanking. That'll really wake you up in the morning. Oh, that was a loud one. You must be in a lot of pain. Do you want mommy to help with the pain, my little boy? I see. But mommy can give you a break unless you ask nicely. So what do we say? Are you forgetting something? I told you this morning that my name is Mommy. You should know that by now. I won't let this go, no matter how many times I have to spank you. Go ahead, and maybe, just maybe, I'll be lenient and forgive you for not calling me by my name. Good boy. Such a perfect little boy. So obedient. I couldn't have asked for a better one. See, this is all you needed. I knew it would come naturally to a boy like you, and your moans are like music to my ears. If you are a good boy, you'll never have to feel this harsh sting on my palm. So, do your best, okay? Yes, yes. Mommy knows how difficult it is for pets. I'll be nice and give you a chance. What a naughty little boy, getting excited from being treated like a pet. It's throbbing, isn't it? You want to release all your stress so badly, don't you? You're practically begging me with that look in your eyes. You need mommy to take care of it, don't you? No, that's not good enough. I'll ask one more time. Do you want mommy to touch you? That's what I thought. No, I'm not an unreasonable woman. I'll allow you to use your words, so go ahead and say, I want you to touch me. I'll wait. What a smart boy. I knew you could do it if you tried. Since you did such a good job, I'll even reward you a little bit. Would you like that, my cute little boy? You would like that very much, wouldn't you? That's good. You know, I've had a lot of practice, so I'm sure I'll make you feel wonderful. I'll use all the techniques I know, just for you, just to show off my love for you. And then, once I'm done, we can start our lives together. Forever. Doesn't that sound nice? Okay, here, I'll start with my hands. You like this, my good boy? You're being such a good boy for me. That's a good boy. Moan for mommy. Show how much you appreciate what I do. Oh, wow. You're already going to come, aren't you? Such a naughty boy. Okay. You can come when I count down from five. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Go ahead, my good boy. Oh my, you made such a mess on my hand. You couldn't wait till I finished, could you? Well, that's fine. As long as I'm able to pleasure you like that, I don't mind. This is the start of the rest of your life.